Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Everything like was just bad after that. And then I ended up calling my mom in, and she told me that I had a miscarriage because I wasn't really sure if bleeding was normal, you know?
Everyone, I'm your host, Alan Eist, and this is Noche de Pendejadas, your favorite talk show turned podcast, en donde yo traigo a tus influencers favoritos para platicar y posiblemente sacarles sus trapitos al sol. Please help me welcome tonight's guest, Desiree Machado. Hello, hello. ¿Cómo estás? How are you?
I'm good.
You're a little nervous.
Yes, I'm hella nervous.
You guys, está un poquito nerviosa, igual que su hermana lo estuvo ayer, pero saben que está bien, todo va a estar bien y controlado. Le dije que no se poniera tan nerviosa, you guys. I feel like people sometimes, especially because it's like an interview vibe, I feel like that kind of scares people off. They're like, oh my God, no sé qué decir, qué voy a hacer.
Yes, no, for sure.
La semana pasada tuvimos a su hermana y esta semana te tenemos a ti. How are you feeling? How are you? ¿Cómo estás? How was the drive? Cuéntanos, amiga.
The drive was really good. We thought the hotel was like good quality. It really was not good quality. And it was right next to Santa Monica. It was a long ass drive though. It was probably like an hour, 20 minutes, you know. It was good though.
I've been following you ya por muchos años. I want to say I've been following you for what? Maybe like four years maybe already.
Really?
Y esta es nuestra segunda vez conociéndonos. Ayer fue la primera vez, you guys. And I'm so excited to have you on the podcast to get to know you a little bit more. Get to talk about things que obviamente vas a hablar casi por primera vez about. So antes de que empecemos con el episodio hoy, I want to go ahead and send over the mic to you so you can tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
My name is Des Machado. My real name is Desiree, but I mostly go by Des Machado. And I feel like, you know, I've just been like a YouTuber influencer for a while. I got on TikTok when it first started popping off, but mostly I like to go by YouTuber because that's where I usually, you know, that's where we connect. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I love when people refer to me as a YouTuber.
Yes.
For some reason, it's because it's what I do for a long time. You know, I feel like you for sure are a YouTuber too. I feel like the platform where I see you more on is YouTube.
Yeah.
And for me, for a long time, I loved YouTube because it was like one of those platforms where you're able to really connect on a deeper level with your followers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yo quiero empezar ya con el chisme directamente, amigas. Yo quiero que me digas un poquito más. How was Desiree growing up? How was your childhood?
My childhood, I feel like I was always pretty like extroverted, you know. I would always like do different things to try to put myself out there. Like me and Alexis especially, we would always like, she used to make videos with me back in the day, but then we never really did anything with it. So I just kind of started doing it on my own, you know. When I got my first phone was when I started posting my first YouTube videos. Even before that, I would always like make dancing videos on my mom's computer, you know. And I was just always passionate about like video creation specifically, not really pictures or photography. Like it was always like videos, you know.
Like te llamaba mucho la atención recording yourself and watching back like what you would record.
And then even watching YouTube videos, I was always big on that. Like I never really watched TV shows. It was like always YouTube because I feel like it was more relatable for me. Yeah, that was mostly my childhood. I grew up with three sisters, so it was always fun. I literally had to share everything that I had with them, which always got annoying. But now that I think about it, like, you know, I was really grateful to have three sisters, a big family, because, you know, not a lot of people have big families. It's low-key unfortunate. I'm the second oldest. I have three younger sisters. So, you know, we're fully packed with all girls, no brothers, no boys nowhere.
How was that like, though, growing up? Puras mujeres, puras hermanas. Was that fun? Or do you feel like you wish you could have had maybe like a little brother?
I feel like we definitely needed some masculine energy in the house at times, but it was really fun with all girls. Like, I feel like it made us who we are. It developed our personality pretty well. We all kind of bounce off each other. Yeah. We act like each other, you know? How many siblings do you have?
I have four. Well, yo soy el cuarto, soy el más chiquito, so I'm the smallest, but...
Oh, like, you're one of the youngest?
Yeah, so we have two boys, well, three boys, including me and one girl. Mm-hmm. So I feel like my sister, you know, she got a little bit more of like that girl vibe.
Attention,
with me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, she for sure growing up, she was like the pride and joy of the family because mm-hmm. it was like the only girl, especially with my dad.
Yeah.
Después, as the years went by, I came out of the closet and I became mm-hmm. one of the girls. So my sister and me were kind of like homegirls together. I'm like, so ya no estaba solita, but it definitely does, you know, really change the dynamic, especially when you're growing up, when you have all girls. I'm sure it was fun. Obviamente nos cuentas de que your childhood had a lot to do with social media because you started super, super young.
Yeah.
But what's something that you can recall, like a moment or something that happened in your childhood where you feel that it shaped, you know, the women you've become today?
As a child, I really didn't go through a lot. It was mostly after I started social media was when, you know, I started going through a lot of mental health problems like depression, anxiety, just things that came up really unexpectedly. But as a child, I had a really good childhood, except for like, I feel like I never had really like a stable friendship. Like I would have friends here and there, but it was always like some weird energy, some competitive energy. So I feel like I always like gravitated more towards my sisters as like friends, you know. You know, I've had like best friends here and there after that, but I feel like that really made me like start social media was because my friend groups, they would like always do some weird stuff, like kick me out or just stop talking to me, like make up something about me, like sixth grade type stuff. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna just do me at this point. Like I don't know what's wrong with y'all. I don't know why y'all are tripping. But yeah.
You're like, but yeah, fuck the bitches. I'm here.
Like they started my YouTube career because
you're like, they thanks to y'all. So obviamente empiezas tu YouTube super, super young. Do you mm-hmm. remember like the first memory you have of like, oh my God, maybe you saw a video, maybe you saw mm-hmm. like someone that you were watching. You're like, you know what? Yo quiero hacer eso. So how did that whole start? Obviously nos cuentas that you started, but how did that whole journey of actually starting making YouTube videos start?
Starting YouTube, I know I got my first phone on Christmas and I didn't expect to get a phone because my mom was always talking about like, you don't need a phone. I was already like 12, about to be 13. But you know, I get it. I probably wouldn't give my child a phone until they're like 15 either. So they gave me my first phone and then like instantly, I already knew you could upload YouTube videos, but I thought you needed more equipment, you know? But I seen that they had like a YouTube feature, like you go on your phone, you see that you could like upload YouTube videos. So I started uploading YouTube videos. It was so embarrassing. The first like 3-4 years, like people were making fun of me all the time, but after that it really did pay off, you know.
You started creating these videos, no one was really paying much attention to them, and then out of nowhere you upload a video and it goes mm-hmm. viral overnight. Y te conviertes en toda una mini celebridad. How was that for you? Obviously, you know, you've been creating content, maybe not getting enough views, and then out of nowhere you see one that blows up. What was your reaction to that?
My reaction was pretty subtle, I feel like, because I had been putting in the work already for so long, and I was just like, damn, like when are y'all gonna see me? Like y'all sleeping on me. I know y'all see me on your homepage, No, I'm just kidding. But no, basically, I was like really not surprised though, because I had so many YouTube videos. I would literally post a new YouTube video. Like how you were telling us, like every single day, I was just committed to uploading. And I was just really passionate about YouTube. I remember I woke up and I checked my analytics and I was like, it has like 20K views. And then I went to school, and by the time I got home from school, it already had probably like 300K views, like 400K views. So it wasn't like overnight success, but it was like throughout one day. Like I went from 1,000 subscribers to 20,000 subscribers.
Oh shit, from that one video.
So yeah, like I had nothing under my belt, no sponsorships, no money, no nothing. Like nobody knew who I was. And then after that one video, it really motivated me to keep posting, you know?
Yeah. So you keep posting, y obviamente you start gaining a big following all while going to school. Do you feel like that affected you in any way? After you gained a following, did school life change in any way?
It really didn't change too much, not how you would think it would, because I was in eighth grade, so like people are really subtle with it. But I feel like people did start looking at me, like really looking at me, because before that, like I was just not really like, I feel like people didn't take me as interesting, you know? So then when they seen, like, I think the word got around, it was like a rumor. And then after that, like, you know, they just started freaking, not everybody, but a lot of people did start talking to me. And, you know, it was cool, but it was never like long lasting. Like, it wasn't anything I really cared for. But I just did notice the extra attention, because I had never really, like, I was never one of the popular people at like any of my schools. So like once you do YouTube, you know, people look at you and you wonder why.
Yeah.
But it's because you post YouTube videos.
You become somewhat of a popular girl, you know, the word gets out. Was there ever any like negativity coming maybe from girls that were jealous or were like, oh, that bitch be doing videos? Was there ever any of that?
Definitely, yes. I feel like that's like always bound to happen, you know, when you're in school, especially being in like the town that I lived in. The town that I lived in was really like, everybody really knows everybody. Like it's a really, not small town, but especially the high school I went to, it was like the word gets around.
Yeah.
You know, so they were all looking at me like, I don't know, I feel like they were like low-key hating on me. But I've gotten in 3 fights, and 2 of them were because it was like some just low-key hater shit. Like they were being shady, they were talking about me, and I did let like my reactions get a hold of me, you know? Like I feel like I shouldn't have reacted the way I did, knowing that like I have a platform.
Yeah.
But it did get to me, because when you go to school with these people every day, you see them face to face. It's like, girl, this ain't the comment section. Like, this is real life.
How did that happen? Nos cuentas that you've gotten in 3 fights. Cuéntanos aunque sea una de esas. Give us a little story time. How did that shit happen?
Okay, well, the first one was really petty. It was in 8th grade. I think it was over like a math problem. I don't even know what that shit
means.
But the second one was definitely some hater stuff. Like, she was talking about me in this vlog of this guy that was like a grade above me. And my friend ended up telling me, because he was like bullying him too, because you know he was like gay, and I feel like a lot of people were giving him shit for that.
Yeah.
And it was really like disrespectful, so I already didn't like him for that, and he was talking about me too. So the girl that him and this one girl, it was like these two people, and the girl basically, she was talking about me, so I ended up posting about her something on like my spam with like 50 followers, like just like the high school people, you know. And it ended up getting back to her, and she ran up on me. And but she didn't really even scratch nothing. Like my sister beat her up the day before. That's why she was mad. But you know, these haters, like if you weren't talking about me, you know, would have never led to nothing.
I've never been in a physical fight. You know what's crazy? And like to think
really,
about,
you've never?
Was it scary? I've never been. You know, obviously in high school, I'm not going to lie, I had a lot of bitches and guys that hated me.
Haters.
Just because I started doing social media in high school. Ahora sí ya me da un poquito más de miedo like agarrarme una pelea. But I feel like back then, I think what would really like make me look scary was that all my life, I've always been overweight in middle school, high school. So I was like this big ass bitch. So I feel like a lot of people like, especially the guys are like, no, nos va.
Especially they didn't know your personality.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, me va a aplastar a la verga. So now I tell my boyfriend, I was like, you know what's so crazy? When I was bigger, I didn't care. I was like, I would be down to fight. Pero siento ahora que ya perdí mucho de peso. I'm like, no, ahora sí ya tengo miedo. Me van a traer como pinche escobita a la verga. So obviamente, you know, you fight and, you know, you continue creating content, you know, throughout your high school years. Was there ever any people around you that doubted you, that maybe were like, hey, you know, that's just a hobby? get a real job, haz algo en verdad con tu vida? Was that ever a thing with you?
I feel like people didn't doubt me, but you could tell they didn't take what I did seriously at all. Like, yeah, they didn't think that it was even like something I should think twice about until I really started making money. Like, even my parents, they really never asked about like my YouTube career, like nothing, even though it wasn't even a career yet. But then they seen one of my paychecks. I think it was like the beginning of my freshman year was when I got like a big ass paycheck. It was like 11K or something.
Shit, yeah.
I was like, damn, okay, I'm balling. I'm finna buy everything. But no, that's when my parents really started looking at me like she can hella, yeah,
like she's, you know, making money.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, she's making money. Like, I didn't think she could make money like this. After that, I started like just really picking up my money, just because I don't know, I knew I was making a lot of money, but I didn't know what I was gonna do with it,
yeah,
type shit, you know. But I didn't really, a lot of people didn't doubt me, they just didn't take what I did seriously.
You get these $11,000 in high school, how was that for you? Obviously you're like, bitch, I'm rich. But what was that moment that it really sinked in, like, oh shit, I just made $11,000 in one,
yeah,
month? Was there ever a moment where you're like, wait a minute, like, this is actual like a lot of money, like I can actually make this for a living?
No, yes, because I remember, like, I really didn't have any concept of money at that time. I didn't realize what was a lot and what was a little bit. Like, I didn't know how much 9-to-5 workers were making. I didn't know how much doctors were making. I was just, like, wasn't thinking about that. Like, I just started making money, and my mom was telling me, like, girl, you're making, like, a lot of money. Like, this is a lot of money. Like, people go to school for this type of money. And I was like, shit, like, what should I do with it then? And then, like, I still, you know, like, I never really, I mean, there's still like investments I do want to make, you know, but I'm still young. I still, yeah, have time to like look into everything. But, you know, I never really knew real concept of how much money I was making. So I just knew that like I was doing a good thing because of like the reaction from my parents. So I just kept trying to make more money, you know.
Yeah.
I had different channels. I made like 40,000 one month.
Damn.
Like, from both of my channels mixed up. I think that was like a lot, like one of the most biggest paychecks I've ever gotten besides from like brand deals. But yeah, dude, influencing really picked up for me after like probably my freshman sophomore year.
When it comes to graduating, you know, the subject of school, was that ever a thing for you? Like, did you go to college, or were you like, oh, yeah, fuck that shit, I'm set with YouTube?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
High school was already honestly really hard for me to finish, because even though I did graduate, not with like the best GPA I would have wanted to, because I used to be really like academically, I was like academically driven, I feel, yeah, like more like my freshman sophomore year. And then once COVID hit, I kind of just like, I don't even know what happened to my brain. Like, it was not focused on school. It was like focused on just like freaking being with my friends, like being young, like being 16, you know. It was just like a different time. By the time I did finish high school, I did go to college for like a week, literally like a week and a half, and then I was like, dude, I do not want to be in this. Like, I feel like I've seen better things for myself. And even though community college is really good, yeah, especially on your wallet, like, especially, I was around too many of the same people from high school, and I didn't really want to be there, because I ended up, like, the last 3 months of high school, my senior year, I ended up going homeschooled.
Okay.
Like, online schooled, and I graduated with my class, but, like, I wasn't there for a while, and I feel like it really, like, put me into perspective on what I could do with my life after school. And it was just not college. Like, college wasn't one of my plans, but I ended up doing it anyways, super last minute, because my counselor from high school and my mom really wanted me to, and I didn't want to, like,
like, disappoint. Yeah,
I didn't want to like knock it before I try it, you know?
Yeah. So obviamente nos cuentas that you were doing homeschool. How was that, or why did you start doing homeschool?
I started doing it because, well, first of all, I had to drive an hour just to go to high school every day. Yeah. So say my class was at like 8 a.m. I had to leave at 7 a.m., which means I had to like wake up at 6 a.m., shower at 5 a.m. I was like, dude, I can't be doing this. And then on top of that, I just feel like it wasn't even an environment that was helping me grow. Yeah. Like, usually I like to vlog at school and I like to do weekly videos. But by the time I was a senior, it was like not a fun environment to even vlog around. Like, I was like, dude, I'm so done. Like, let's wrap this shit up. Let me graduate. But yeah. It was only for 3 months, though. So it was like most of my senior year, junior year. Well, we had COVID, but most of the years I was in school.
Muchos de tus seguidores te han estado siguiendo since you were very, very young. Pero yo quiero platicar de algo que recientemente anunciaste. Hace unos días, anuncias tu embarazo, which, by the way, congratulations. You're six months as of the day we're filming this. But I'm sure by the time it goes live, you'll probably be almost seven. Quiero saber, amiga, ¿cómo pasó eso? ¿Cómo te das cuenta? How did you find out you were pregnant?
Okay, so I found out I was pregnant because 3 months prior, I got pregnant and then I ended up having a miscarriage, which I, you know. So I already kind of knew I was pregnant because of like the symptoms you get. Like, yeah. I feel like a woman knows just like that they're pregnant. Like, your boobs start feeling weird. You start feeling tired out of nowhere. You get nauseous. And then I ended up going straight to the clinic, like this one clinic. They gave me like an ultrasound. And they told me I was like 6 weeks pregnant. Like 5 weeks, it was really early.
What was your reaction?
I was like really scared because I was like, bro, like, because I was supposed to get on birth control after everything that happened. But I was really lagging it because I don't trust birth control, you know? I was like just mad at myself at first because I was like, I don't want to have to like terminate anything or just like not go through with it. Yeah. But then I just realized I couldn't do that, you know? So it was just really hard.
Te das cuenta que estás embarazada. How did you like tell your baby daddy? Were you like, hey, we're pregnant? Or cómo fue eso?
He was there when we drove to the clinic. I'm pretty sure I knew something was up, so I made him drive me. I ended up telling him and I was like, yeah, she told me like I'm 5.5 weeks pregnant, kind of. He was really happy. Like, he wanted a baby in the first place, you know? It was just me who wasn't really sure on like what I should do because from everything that happened from the first time, you know, like I wasn't sure if it was something I wanted to go through with.
Like, you were still trying to recover process everything that you had just gone through. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, you had gone through a miscarriage 3 months prior, right? Yes. Which we'll talk about a little bit later on. Pero yo quiero que nos cuentes, ¿cómo se conocieron? How did you and your baby daddy meet?
We met in high school when I was like 15, 16 years old.
Just like in high school?
Yeah.
Like, it was just like classmates?
Yeah, well, no. We met on Instagram first. And it was just like a really casual thing. But then when we talked in person, I feel like we did really click. And especially just like I had just gotten out of something and he was just like noticeably like, I feel like, I don't know, we clicked more. I don't know if that's just me being delusional, but I feel like we clicked way more than the person I was with before. I ended up just like really like blossoming with him, you know?
Yes. So obviamente you're gonna become a mother. Is there anything that scares you, you know, for this new chapter of your life? Anything that you're like, fuck, I don't know if I'm ready for motherhood because of this?
A lot of things really scare me about becoming a mother, but I'm surrounded by like some really amazing maternal figures. So I feel like if I just do what they do, you know, copy like the type of stuff they did, then I'll be good, you know, because I've learned a lot from like especially my mom, my dad's mom, just a lot of different people in my life. I know I'll have a lot of help, but it is really scary knowing that like I'm gonna be in charge of something for like the rest of my life. I don't know, it's definitely gonna be... It's going to be a crazy experience. I'm going to be one and done, though. I'm only having one.
What if you, like, fall in love with, like, being a mother and you want to have more?
Yes, I know. But it's just because, like, pregnancy is so hard on my body. And I feel like a lot of women have really good pregnancies, you know? Like, it just kind of depends about your hormones. And I feel like I eat pretty good, but I'm still really nauseous. And I get vitiligo, I think that's what it's called. It's when you get really dizzy when you're pregnant. And you, like, can't really drive. You can't do a lot of things you used to do, which is normal during pregnancy, like, you know? But, like, I feel like my pregnancy has been really hard.
Do you feel like it's almost made you almost not do nothing throughout your whole pregnancy? Have you been more kind of just chilling back the whole time?
Yeah, I've been like really on my lazy stuff, like seriously. But I feel like it also motivates me sometimes just to get up and like try to do something with my day, because I know I'm not going to be able to lay around all day with the baby, you know? So
you're literally like taking advantage of it now.
Yes, like, oh my God, yes, because I literally know I'm not going to be able to just sit around, sleep. Like, I'm really not going to get a lot of sleep when the couple first months, you know? So I'm just preparing myself. I have a little sister that's a month. I mean,
she's like born yesterday.
She's a year and she's like 15 months, a year and 3 months. And I already know the struggles my mom has with her. It was like, I watch her go through things I never thought babies do. So I'm actually really scared now, but I feel like I'm gonna have so much support.
Once you become a mother, I feel like those motherly instincts like kind of just come out really like instantly, because I've had friends that, you know, have gotten pregnant, they're waiting for their first child or have had their first child. And prior to like their baby being born, they're like, oh my God, I'm scared. I don't know like how I'm gonna be able to do it. But then I see them as soon as their baby's born, I see them going to mommy mode and I'm like, damn, bitch.
Yes,
I didn't know you had it in you. Yeah. So obviously, you know, you're 6 months pregnant and you just recently announced it. How was it like, you know, hiding this big news and this big part of your life from your followers for so long?
It was really hard to hide the news, honestly, because I like to share things that happen when they happen. Mm-hmm. Not as soon as they happen, but like maybe 2-3 weeks, like still pretty fresh. But I really didn't want to post anything about my pregnancy because it was really hard last time having people know as such a vulnerable place to your life. And I feel like people will take advantage of that if they don't like you. Because you know how haters come and go. They'll come through your account just to say something weird. I don't know. It doesn't really affect me as much, but I definitely don't regret the fact that I waited like up until I was like 6-7 months to post that I was pregnant, because you just never know how people are, and people are spiteful.
And I feel like especially after what you went through, you also wanted to make sure that you didn't have any negativity around you, because like you said, even though we can say that these comments don't affect us, but you're already going through, you know, your emotions, you're going through your hormones, and the least thing you want is people being negative on the internet.
Or just like make like a, you know, toxic, just like a train of hate, you know, where people like to talk about things that are happening. I'm just like, yeah.
Not me. We talk about the negative stuff. What are things that you're excited about?
I'm excited about literally everything. Like just having like a mini me, you know, and just having like picking out the clothes, taking her places. I'm just excited for everything. Yeah, like I'm excited to watch her grow up, or him or her, you know, watch him or her grow up. And just kind of like fulfill my role as a mother, you know, because I already like, even every video I watch, it's about being a mother, and it's just about like
now taking on that role. Your baby isn't here yet, but what's something that maybe you can say now that maybe future him or her can watch back later? Un mensajito.
I would say just to, you know, be yourself. Don't be scared to be yourself. Put yourself out there, but not in like, you know, bad spaces or anything. I don't even know if I would want my, like, to put them out there on YouTube or like my social media, because I'm really scared of how it's been evolving lately. But I would just say, you know, put yourself out there, just trust in yourself. I don't even know what I'll tell. Shoot, you put me on the spot.
You're like, that wasn't in the question. You've been doing social media since you were super, super young. Mm-hmm. And a lot of your followers have seen you go through so many stages of your life. And now entering your mommy stage, how does that make you feel that so many people have seen you gone through so many stages of your life to now blossoming to becoming a mother? Do you feel like it put some type of pressure on you knowing that so many people are watching you all the time?
Yes, definitely. I feel like the pressure gets really real, especially when you get older. You realize how many people have really been watching you. Like, you're all throughout these years, they're still here, they're still keeping up with you. And I feel like it's really good though. It feels like the people watching me are really my friends. And just becoming a mom, I feel like it's so crazy. I'm so excited, honestly, that I have like a platform to share everything, even if I wanted to, just, you know, videos of me personally, because it's still gonna be my like channel. I'm not gonna make it all about the baby. I feel like it's super exciting just to like be able to share that on my YouTube and my social medias, and have like still a really awesome, like really great fan base that will keep up with me and that are genuine and not like just here to say whatever type of shit, you know, or just here to like see what I'm doing, then leave.
Which yeah, like I know you want a lot of people to catch that. Up and just be up and really be up to date with what you're really doing. Not like yeah. you said, just a, what are those called? Just a pass by follower. Mm-hmm.
Where it's like just they like, just be lurking low key. Like they'll come on my shit to lurk. And I know that people do that to like everybody. That's like a normal ass thing. But I don't know. I feel like a lot of my fan base, they've really stuck by me through a lot of different things, a lot of years. I would take like really, really long breaks off YouTube just for like really bad mental health shit. It was just stuff that like I wasn't even ready to talk about, you know, and they would still be there when I got back. So, you know, stuff like that, it really just like puts my life into perspective. Like I should really, you know, like keep up with my girls, like you know.
It also really goes to show how much, you know, your fan base loves you and are they're genuinely supporting you, because we yeah. see it a lot where, you know, you say that you take these big mental health breaks, which are needed and normal and should be normalized, but we see it a lot in content creators that when that does happen, they tend to lose a lot of like their fan base and like their people don't keep up yeah. when they come back. So it's great to see that even though you mm-hmm. take those breaks, your girlies are still waiting for you when you come back.
Because you can get forgotten quickly on social media. I feel like if you don't like post almost every week, every day, and I realized that like really quickly, like you need to keep being consistent if you want to stay on track. But you know, I was just going through stuff that I couldn't even like, just things that came up so unexpectedly and like things that I never thought would happen. So I just had to take a lot of time off, you know.
Do you feel like now that you're becoming a mother and you have more of a responsibility now, do you feel like that gives you more anxiety as to like now you have to work more and now you have to be like, fuck, I don't know if I can take all these breaks all the time?
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely, like even just finding out I was pregnant made me so much happier, and it made me just become more of a happier person, you know. It made me like feel like I really had a purpose, which I know I had a purpose before, but it's like when you do something for so long, you get burnt out, you start feeling like it's old news. And that's really not the case with everything, but it's just like becoming a mom definitely like made me more passionate just about everything, like just about working out, taking care of my body, like what I want to do in the future, where I see myself, things like that, you know, because now I have like something that is going to be there with me and looking at me, like really like figuring out life with me, and I can't be a bad role model.
So I want to talk about a touchy subject, and you mentioned it earlier, you had a miscarriage yeah. not too long ago, and exactly 6 months ago you posted a video on YouTube titled My Miscarriage Story, in which you told your story about this traumatic moment in your life. How did you find out you were having a miscarriage?
Basically, I found out because I had really bad cramps. Like, I think it was like a very baby contraction, because it was really, really bad cramps. So I ended up going to the hospital, like the closest hospital, and I went to the bathroom and everything was cool. And then I went and sat with my mom. I started crying because the pain was really bad. And my mom was telling me, like, if you go to the bathroom and like blood, you know, trigger warning. I'm like, shoot. I'm like, but yeah, I basically found out because I went back to the bathroom and just everything like was just bad after that. And then I ended up calling my mom in, and she told me that I had a miscarriage, because I wasn't really sure if bleeding was normal, you know, because I had never spoken about it, researched it, anything. So my mom came back. We originally went to the hospital to get an ultrasound
okay.
to see if like the baby was okay, but by the time the ultrasound, it took like 2-3 hours to get the ultrasound. By the time they were ready, like everything had already happened. So, you know, I didn't really, like, I didn't have a baby in my stomach. I was so sad.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But that's pretty much how I found out. It was like, I think it was at 9 weeks, 8 weeks. It was really, really early on.
So the doctors didn't even tell you the news. It was more kind of like you saw it happen. It was kind of more
like I had to experience it on my own. So it was like, you know, it was really sad, but I feel like I've been recovering pretty good.
After, you know, you get this really traumatic news, how were you feeling? Like, what was your mental state? Like, obviously, you're probably going insane, but, you know, can you tell us a little bit more about how you were feeling a little bit after those moments?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I was just feeling really sad. I felt like I failed. Like, I couldn't, you know, create a child. It was, like, really scary. I thought I was, like, low-key having infertility issues. So I was like, damn, like, I never thought this would happen to me. I was really, like, confused and just disappointed. But after, like, a month, 2 months, 3 months, I feel like it started getting better with time. And I just kind of realized, like, everything happens for a reason. And then I got pregnant again. So then I realized, like, wait, am I going to have another one? So that's what I was really, really scared of, is I didn't want to keep it because I was scared like I was going to go through the same thing and I wouldn't be able to recover, you know? But I ended up taking the chance and it's pretty healthy so far, you know?
You know, that's great news to hear. When you find out you're pregnant, do you feel like you almost couldn't really enjoy the first couple months because of how scared you were?
Yes, definitely. I was like super scared just that, like I would announce it unexpectedly just from the excitement, you know? And then like something happens again. I was really scared for that. So I definitely made sure to like even wait until I'm in like the third trimester to announce it, because just I'm so scared of like bad energy, evil eye, all that shit. Like I'm like
fuck that. Yeah,
literally. So I was definitely really scared, but I was still really, really excited. Like my mom and my sisters and like my baby daddy, they like made me really excited to be pregnant, so it wasn't like a bad experience. The only thing is like the nausea and like everything else, like having to eat so much or else you'll throw up. Like I literally threw up at the Peso Pluma concert. Dude, I was so embarrassed and sad.
How did that happen? Did you throw me out of here? Did you go to the restroom or how was that?
No, I was just sitting on the seat and like I started feeling really dizzy because I hadn't ate in probably like 4 or 5 hours because we were really rushed. You know, we had a shower, get ready, take an Uber and everything. And then it took us forever to find our cousins. So I didn't eat for like 4 or 5 hours and then I started feeling dizzy and then I threw up right next to under my cousin's seat. I felt so bad. But yeah, it's just been a really bad experience. But other than that, like the support has been amazing, you know?
Do you feel like your emotional state is better now than it was a couple months ago when you were going through your miscarriage?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I've seen like the brighter things in life. I've seen like the light at the end of the tunnel, because I really thought like I kind of went into like, because I used to really struggle with depression, but I kind of got out of it, you know? I was like safe. I was clear for like a year. And then after that, I kind of went back into like my depressive habits, you know, like not cleaning, stuff like that. I feel like it was just like it was a quick phase. It wasn't like a whole thing, you know? So I did end up like recovering from that, and now I feel a lot better.
In that same video where you talked about, you know, your miscarriage, you know, story, you also, you know, talked to your followers about the toxic relationship you were in at that time. Do you feel like that's changed? If so, in what way?
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's changed a lot because we were both like mutually toxic. I feel like I would do a lot of things as revenge or things that I just wanted to get him mad. He wanted to get me mad. And then I ended up bringing it to social media, which was the wrong thing to do, you know, because you never know the future. So like, don't put nobody on blast. But, you know, it was based on true events. Like, what can I say? But basically, yeah, it has changed a lot, though, because I feel like I can really trust him now. And I feel like things, even though we still like bicker and fight and stuff, I feel like it definitely has gotten so much more like loving, affectionate. And then also it's like you're the baby daddy. So it's like I can't like I have to try it out at least one more time before like. At least until the baby's born.
You're in a better, you know, state when it comes to your relationship. What's like an advice maybe you can give to your girls that are going through that same situation that you went through before that maybe you can be like, you know what, like this is what you guys need to do to better the relationship?
I feel like to me, if the good outweighs the bad and you feel like you're having more positive experiences than negative in a relationship, and like not talking about like being delusional, like you actually have to genuinely feel happy, then I feel like you should work on it, try to give it a try, you know. I've tried things with like different people and I feel like I do click with other people, but the world is grimy. Like the dating scene is so grimy out here, I do not even want to be back out there. So whenever like me and him fight or we break up for a month or two or three, I feel like I end up experiencing things and I'm just like, not like bad things, like I'll just like, you know, have like a little talking stage. Yeah. And I just feel like I don't like what I'm seeing. Like I don't want to be out here anymore. I want to be like cuddled up in my bed. Like I don't want to be at the parties, at the functions. Like those are not like...
You're ready to settle down.
Yeah, I feel like that's so high school and I'm just ready to be like, you know, a mother.
In that same video, you also did open up about something that I want to talk about. You mentioned how you feel like social media has come in between many of your friendships, relationships, and even family. What makes you feel that way?
Yeah, social media has came between a lot of my friendships and relationships just because when people like are watching you, they want to know like who you're hanging out with, who knows about you, things like that. Sometimes people will fall for that and they'll fall for like your followers, your people. And I feel like they end up showing their true colors one way or another. It hasn't happened with every single one of my friends or relationships, but it's definitely come between like a lot of things. Like people will try to out me, expose me, and it'll be like because I didn't freaking buy them a car.
You're like, well, I didn't buy them a house.
It'll be because they're literally like on drugs and I won't give them a place to stay. And I feel like I don't want to bring too much attention to it because like, you know, I don't want to like put them on blast. People be going through addiction issues and stuff like that. And it's like, it's really not even funny. But I don't know. It's just like the fact that you use my name to try to like make it something bigger than it was when you're like 4 years older than me is a little weird. And like my friends have done that too. Like friends that I've like really kicked it with, I'll take them home. I'll buy them food when they don't have money to buy food. I'll buy them like Christmas presents, like better presents than their parents, because their parents don't like, you know, they don't really think about them in the same way. So I'll try to take over and they'll still do me dirty. So it's just like, I'm cool off the friend shit. Like I'll just be friends with my sisters.
Like, yeah, period. I also do feel like it comes with the sense of, you never know when people are going to be in your life. Genuinely, you know, you meet a lot of people because of social media or you make new friends because of it, but you never really know people's intentions. You know, like I've had instances where people también, you know, like they make you feel like they're really there for you.
Yes, they seem so genuine.
You up, because I feel like doing social media, for me, I don't know, maybe you can relate, but I feel like for me, if I really open the door of becoming friends with someone new, it's really because I feel like you're a good person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that bites me in the ass because people be really playing it out so good that I do be believing it. Like,
it's
damn,
like
really
they have
good.
So much charisma that they make it seem like they're like your bestie, your sister. And then they end up having the weirdest intentions ever. And it just makes me so irritated because people will see you a certain way and you don't even see yourself like that.
Yeah.
Like you see yourself normal, walking every day, like, let me just be her friend, you know, chill, kick you with Sarah. And Sarah's fake talking about you, literally posting
about
you.
Or Sarah's like, I hope she reposts me. I hope she posts
me. Yeah, like
today.
Tag me. Like, girl.
Oh my God, isn't that the most awkwardest thing
yeah,
ever?
Yeah, talking about follow me back. I'm like, girl.
Like, bitch, I just made. I feel like that's one of the things for me, like a red flag. Whenever I'm like getting to meet like a new person, whenever yes. I'm getting to meet a new friend, and I post them, right? This is like what I'm exposing myself. But this is actually a test I be doing. I meet new
you
people.
You have to do tests as like a.
To see, yeah, because I feel like I've had so many situations where people will fuck me over or they'll just want to be my friend because
seriously.
Of the name online. And one thing I'll do, I'll be exposing myself, all the future fake friends knowing how I work. What I'll do is I'll get, like, if I'm at a function with them, I'll record them or I'll just take a picture with them. And if they mention, hey, tag me or this or that, where it looks a little like, okay, why would you want to tag? Like, the picture's out there. It doesn't matter who the
it's
fuck
it's just like, you know who it is.
When they mention that, I was like, okay, I know your fucking intentions. Like, I'll just be careful. And it always is like that because then you'll have them like, oh, you never tag. I've had people that I thought were like my friends that I'm like, okay, like there's no business you doing online. Like you have your regular job. You don't want to do social media. There's no business for me to at you or do anything like for what?
Like
what are
you going to
do?
There's no promotion.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do with these followers that you might get? And I've had people like maybe like months down the line, they'll be like, oh, like you don't even follow me or you don't even. And it's like, I follow them on my personal account because I have a personal account.
Oh, okay.
And to me, if I follow you on my personal, that means more than if I follow you on Alanized.
No, seriously.
You know what I mean?
Because that's like a business account and then it's like a personal account.
And to me, it's like, I'll post more shit on my personal, but the moment you start being like, follow me on Alanized, I was like, for what?
Like, what's tea? Like, what do you need to follow for?
You've mentioned to us that that's ruined a lot of friendships. Do you feel like that's the reason why you're so closed off now?
I think definitely, yeah. Just a combination of everything, like people hating on me because of like YouTube. I feel like you never know who to trust. And then I still live pretty close to my hometown, which I went to like high school and everything with. So I know people talk, and I feel like any time I've tried to be friends with someone, they've already like, you can tell they give me that look, that feeling, like you can tell they know about me already.
Yeah.
It's like, you know about me, but I don't know about you. So now I feel weird. Like,
or like, it's like, or you already have this idea created in your head.
Yeah, like
about
you have a perception of
yes.
me from any one of your friends. Like, it's just like hard to make new friends, which is definitely like, it's me too, because I can like make friends in other cities, you know? I'm not too closed off like that, but social media, yeah, it can come between a lot of different things.
I feel like it for sure does. You know, I feel like you're not the only one. I just feel like after doing what we've done for so long, there comes a point where we have to be more careful who we let in our circle. Like you said, you've had people try to expose you after months prior trying to be your friend. You know what I mean? So it does get a little crazy out there. Nos cuentas, you know, we've been talking about you growing up on social media. Do you feel like growing up on social media has affected your mental state?
Yes, definitely. Growing up on social media, just having so many different people, different eyes watching you at one time, you don't realize how many people are really watching you. Like, you can see like a video get 60,000 views, but you can't imagine that many people really sitting there in front of your face. That's so many people to even fathom. Like, that's not even normal.
Yeah.
To even, like, I feel like it's just so scary. So I feel like, but you know, a lot of love has come with it. So I definitely appreciate the love. That's the reason why I still do it. But it just comes with a lot of haters, a lot of people who know you, who can recognize you. And it's definitely affected my mental
I also health. Do feel because you started off so young, you know, you gave your innocence online. You know, they saw you go through, you know, middle school, high school. And there gets a point where because you've grown up, you start to see what things really affect you. And how, you know, being exposed to such a large audience at such a young age can affect you. And I feel like now as an adult, you're probably like, you know what? Maybe I want to be more closed off. Maybe I want to be more private about some of my personal stuff because I've seen how people can manipulate. I've seen how people can take something and make it into like something that's not what I'm trying
to say. Make it into what they want to view you as.
Social media is wild, and you know, I'm sure you're gonna navigate it the way you always have. You're gonna do amazing. You're gonna be an amazing mother, and I'm so excited to follow you along in that journey. Yo lo que quiero saber, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I want to be out of California, either somewhere like Texas, Mexico, doesn't matter where it is, but I feel like California is not the place for me anymore. And I don't know, it's been really hard to live here just because of prices of everything has been so expensive, like ridiculously expensive. But on top of that, like moving, I want to start like different businesses. I want to start venturing out. I might actually go back to school, but just not in the same city as what the first school I went to. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I feel like things happen every day, and I feel like I'll make a plan for myself and it'll change within 1 year. So those are just the things that I see myself doing.
But that's good. As long as you have a vision, as long as you have things that you want to do, that's great. That's a great starting point, because there's people that don't even know what they want to do tomorrow. You know what I mean? So as long as you know you want to be in it. I'm like me right now. I'm like, I don't know. I want to be doing Noche de Pendejadas, I guess. But it really is like
be
that.
Be at my house.
I'm like, I don't know, sleepy. I'm like, why you ask that question? No, but it really is like that. You know, as long as you have your goals, as long as you have everything like a vision, that's something what matters. Like, and I know you're going to accomplish that and more. And I'm so excited to see what the future holds for you. Yo sé que ustedes allá en casita mirando también están super emocionados to follow her on her new journey. If you guys want to go ahead and follow Dez on all her social medias, I will leave them linked down below as well on the screen. And also don't forget to follow me on all my social media so you guys won't miss any future episodes. And once again, thank you so much for coming on here and opening up.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you guys so much for watching. And with that being said, we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys. That was good. Oh my.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.